We always appreciate the time and are happy to welcome on the mayor of Kansas City, Quinton Lucas, joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. It's great to be with you on a beautiful week in Kansas City.
It sure is. It sure is. Mr. Mayor, take me through. I mean, you know, people have probably seen the videos, read the stories. You and the KC Tenants group yesterday on a spirited back and forth, maybe the most polite way to say it, regarding housing issues across Kansas City. Clearly, there's a difference between yourself and the KC Tenants organization. What is that difference and what is the solution here?
Well, you know, a few things. First, I grew up with housing challenges, new homelessness in my life. There are still people in my family who struggle, so I'm very sympathetic to the cause, as I believe many of us are. They, however, have drafted an ordinance that I believe they wanted me to introduce almost a carbon copy of. I have met with them monthly for some time now, and I believe both myself and my staff have informed them as to reasons why certain parts of their version of the ordinance are not ones I can support. They wanted us to appoint a community advisory board that did not have anyone who was involved in profit-related motives in housing. That would include banks. They also wanted to ban anyone who worked for nonprofits that received money, i.e. donations, from those who obtained profits. So that knocks out a lot of great housing organizations in Kansas City who've been in this game for a few years trying to create good, affordable housing opportunities for Kansas City, particularly in our poorest neighborhoods. In addition, they wanted me to commit to defunding the police, redirecting all that money to the housing trust fund that they and allies would run. I noted that that was not anything that we would do. And so, you know, we're at a bit of a stalemate. Now, they've kind of gone to the press and said, Mayor Lucas is the world's worst and he's a liar and everything else. But, you know, Pete, I get that every week from somebody. So it isn't actually different necessarily. But look, I want us to come to a good policy solution. We have $12.5 million of housing trust fund dollars, some of which have already been spent. Hence why I thought it was important us to get moving on what our guidelines are. We expect another $12.5 million coming from the American Rescue Plan. And so I hope we come to, you know, some agreement on it. If not, I will always continue to legislate, even if people are yelling at me while I'm sitting in front of them.
What exactly, I mean, it just seems like this is not a group that's looking to find reasonable compromise. And you know, that's part of what my take has been this morning and my thoughts have been this morning on this, which is that it does seem to me that whether I agree or disagree, you did genuinely try to engage with this organization. And it doesn't seem like there's ever a reasonable compromise to come to. Is that fair?
It is my view that I've engaged probably more with them than almost any interest group, not almost, more with them than any interest group in Kansas City. I have probably met with, for example, KC Tenants more than I've met with the Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners. Certainly more than I've met with different advocacy groups, be they unions, other neighborhood associations, other nonprofits. And I did that, and I'm not saying that as a complaint. I've said that because I think the issue is very important. It's worth my time. It's worth my staff's significant time. And I know that we have informed them previously of some of the issues that we're having. And so, you know, my view is hopefully we can come to some level of agreement and consensus. I am somebody who's always, and you've recognized this, I'm willing to sit down. I don't get it 100% right, but I like to, you know, defend at least what I'm doing, why I have a position this way, and maybe through conversation or discourse we can get some way. I don't necessarily think that shouting at each other is the best way to get to any good resolution for a city that still has real challenges. And what I've been asking myself after every fight we've had lately on everything, at the end of the day, does life become better for somebody in Kansas City? Mm-hmm. And that's where I want us to get. I'm not sure we got there yesterday.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mayor Lucas is joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. Mr. Mayor, I did see that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is going to be looking for new hires. I saw they did a Facebook Live yesterday around this. We've talked about the declining numbers, the retirements that are continuing to increase, it seems like, throughout the year. So with the way things have gone the last couple of months, with the monetary issues that have also been part of the equation, what do you want to see on this front in terms of recruitment of the police department and police officers in Kansas City, Missouri right now?
I have said a number of different times that I believe that we need more officers, particularly more officers in the patrol division, more officers that are in our neighborhoods and the type of people we see every day out on the streets. I do talk to people, including officers, including their friends and others, who continue to express grave concerns with several things and several clear things that I've been railing about for a while, too. One is making sure that we have enough officers to be able to respond to crimes and challenges and actually allow people to talk to folks in Kansas City. Two, the fact that there have not been raises going on years now for our rank and file officers, which I find problematic. And three, that we continue to have too many command staff promotions at a time when we need officers out on the streets. Command staff positions that cost real money, and that we end up having a top-heavy structure where we have a command staff as if we're as full as we ever were, but then we have patrol numbers that are their lowest in two decades. That does not make sense to me. Now, look, I recognize laws and all of that, and we'll wait to deal with it, I guess, at the next budget cycle, but that's the sort of thing that I'm trying to see some real change in. And all the while I am happy that we don't have the 2020 terrible numbers, we do still have pretty bad numbers that, among them, above themselves, would actually be a record-breaking number, at least competing for a record-breaking number, if we're comparing ourselves to 2019, 2018, or 1993. So there are still real issues there that I hope we take a very serious look at addressing on the Board of Police Commissioner level. And then next year, when we have a chance to negotiate the budget and, I think, issues and priorities, my priorities have been clear for some time. I think we need officers that are on the streets. I don't think we need more command staff. I think we need to address some of the neighborhood and community concerns that people continue to call our department about. I think police are a key part of that equation. I am not a defunder, but I am somebody who thinks that we can always look to do better. One way is letting officers do their work out on the streets each and every day. By the way, paying them enough.
Do we have any updates, out of curiosity, on what the plans are with the money that came from Washington, D.C. as part of the stimulus packages that came down? I mean, I know that obviously Kansas City got two installments of $90-ish million dollars each. What is going on with that money right now?
The first tranche of funds have been not necessarily appropriated, but all have been scheduled for different expenditures. Some of it's gone to health. Other parts have gone to right-size the city's budget so that we could actually pay for things like police and fire. And then other items have gone to support the aforementioned housing trust fund. Absolutely. Policing is an area that is eligible for funding on that. I read the court's recent decision to suggest we cannot change budget allocations for policing in Kansas City outside of the month of March each year. So next March, we'll have another conversation about ways we might be able to address those sorts of issues. But I'm not one, and maybe people disagree, I'm not one who believes that it's the city alone that's the boogeyman here. I mean, we passed a budget now that is in place that appropriated funding for 1,400 officers. To me, there's no reason we shouldn't have 1,400 officers. If that's the funding the city laid out, then, and if that's what the budget that they tell me to go look at the website says, I don't know why that would not be the issue that's happening now. So I think your real question, Pete, is with my fellow police commissioners as to why we're not making those types of funding decisions our priorities. Take care of your people first. That's what we do in every department of Kansas City, fire, public works, et cetera. There is no reason that shouldn't be happening in the police department. And I don't know why we would look to, kind of outside sources if we're not going to take care of that, which is necessary first.
Mayor Lucas is on KCMO Talk Radio. I keep thinking about this from last week, Mr. Mayor, where we talked about, possibly doing a future politics and a pint down the road. And you mentioned doing it somewhere outside of your city. And I don't know if we've confirm this or finalize this. Are you still considering a U.S. Senate run, or is that ship sailed?
I'm not considered in a U.S. Senate run, although I certainly was. I appreciate all the folks that talked to me about it along the way. My life's kind of busy right now. I'm enjoying it, by the way. It's not because of anything negative in the world. I continue to hope that Democrats field a good candidate for the United States Senate from Missouri, or that 2015 Eric Schmidt shows up. But for now, I'm happy here in Kansas City.
Okay. All right. So that's totally off the table. I just I wondered if that was possibly back on the table. Interesting. All right, Mr. Mayor, thank you for the time. We appreciate it, sir. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Take care.
You bet. That's Quentin Lucas on KCMO Talk Radio.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.